Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang, and today I have a very good friend who has written a very important book. His name is Larry Tomczak, and it's a book that could actually transform our culture. So stay tuned after this short break, and we'll talk to Larry Tomczak about how this plan could affect you.
Hi, everyone. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network, and I want to speak to you on behalf of Evangel Christian Churches. And if you've ever had a desire to be trained, equipped, and credentialed as a chaplain, you may really want to listen to this message. It's probably now would be a great time to fulfill the call of God on your life. We're still early in the year. You can accomplish so much still in this year of 2016. Becoming a licensed minister will enable you to reach out to jail ministries, hospitals, nursing homes. Maybe you want to do street evangelism or teaching, traveling, going to across the world to minister. Women's Aglow would be good. Maybe even at anti-abortion facilities, counseling, traveling, whatever it is that you've got in your heart. There's no better place to be trained and equipped than Destiny School of Ministry Chaplaincy Training Institute. Let me say that again, the Destiny School of Ministry Chaplaincy Training Institute. They're going to offer you the opportunity to be trained and credentialed as a chaplain. It's always good to have official credentials. They have correspondence classes and extremely affordable tuition. They're licensed throughout the state of Michigan and fully accredited. You can call them now. They actually prefer you to call them. Their number is 586-773-6568. And one more time, 586-773-6568. The good thing about a podcast is you can back this up and listen to the phone number again. Their website is evangelchristianchurches.com. Check them out there or just call that number. One more time, 586-773-6568 for the Chaplaincy Training Program. Get credentialed today. God bless you.
Welcome back. Well, Larry, you and I have been friends for longer than I care to admit, but I knew you back in the heyday of the Jesus movement and the charismatic movement before you and Doris were married. So I guess I should welcome you first and ask you, how long have you and Doris been married? That'll let you know how long we've been friends.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for allowing me to be on the show, and for all that are listening, it's an honor to serve you with Steve. Yeah, 40 years in 1 month. But Steve, you know what? I'll be in D.C., not on in Bermuda. We're going to be on our knees with special event United Cry with 30,000 leaders because of the state of our nation and the election and the need for people to be equipped. And we're going to trust God for a spiritual awakening. It's our greatest need, brother.
Well, I agree with you. And, of course, you and I are friends, and we've worked in lots of ways together. And I have encouraged you to speak out as a commentator and even given you a platform on our Charisma News website. And you write a very important weekly commentary. Tell us about that and how people can sign up.
Well, yes. Well, Charisma News, you know, is one of the best, if not the, and I love writing a commentary. I'll work 5, 10, 15 hours to give an analysis, a perspective on what's happening in the culture. And the Bullseye Initiative, which is not just a book, it's 30 accompanying videos, is doing the same thing. Actually, we're just trying to address the 30 hot-button issues of today, you know, whether it's same-sex marriage or socialism or abortion or, you know, we got all these immigration, transgenderism, and I mean, you just go right on down the line, and we're trying through this initiative to give people an understanding so they'll communicate confidently in the marketplace, engaging people, and they'll have biblical answers. And that's why we say we want you to become an informed influencer. But I think we got a little three-step process, Steve. It's so simple. You just simply say, will you take, and I challenge everyone listening today, will you take 15 minutes for 30 days? That's it. And you take 3 minutes, you click on and watch a video. It's on the internet. They're all done now. You watch it. And then number two, you read the chapter. And then number three, you take 2 minutes and you reflect and pray. And I'm saying with all my heart, with passion here, that if folks will invest 15 minutes for 30 days, they're going to have a clear understanding and be able to articulate confidently and winsomely on these issues when they're coming up, which they are, no matter what conversation you get into with people, the election and the country and all the rest of that. So I'm excited about this, Steve, and I really thank you. The book is dedicated to you and 11 other champions, pioneers, and it's an honor to be with you. And I mean that. In the beginning, people open the book. You can just go to bullseyechallenge.com. That's where you're going to go, bullseyechallenge.com, and you'll see. And there's some key leaders like Steve Strang and Mike Bickle and Lou Engel. You guys are pioneers, and we want to provide the tools and resources for our nation today so that we're not tongue-tied or timid to address these issues.
Well, you know, one of the things I love about you is you're like a one-man marketing machine, and we just saw proof of that. I mean, you're always on. You're like a light switch. You're just always on and just going 100 miles an hour. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why I think people connect with you with your newsletter, Here's the Deal. And a lot of them actually go viral. And some of them have really stirred things up. You know, actually, Ellen, who's on TV, you know, who's a well-known lesbian, actually called you out by name because of one of your columns. So tell us about that and tell us how you responded.
Well, yes, actually, you know what, Steve? All of you that go to the bullseyechallenge.com, there's an introductory video. I mean, you can go there now. You don't have to do anything special. And the introductory video features what, Steve, you're talking about. I wrote an article that there's an avalanche of gay propaganda coming from Hollywood, and she called me out on TV last year. She said, oh, no, there's no agenda I have. No, I just try to let people be kind. That's all I want. And so my goal, I felt, was to give a video response and to address the issues that she said that, just to say it kindly, were misinformation or falsehoods. So when people go to bullseyechallenge.com, you're going to see that video. You'll see Ellen. You'll see my response. And that kind of is the kickoff, the launch, for them getting into the 30-day challenge. So Anderson Cooper called me out. That was another one. I was shocked with him. He did the same thing. And I guess I got under their skin a little bit, but I tried to respectfully, you know, address what they said, because there's deception. There's falsehoods, and multitudes are believing it. And moments ago, I was flipping through the paper. I saw there's Michael Phelps, and hey, he's getting married. Well, he's getting married, but the thing is, his fiance's pregnant. And it's almost like today, hey, people live together, and marijuana is beautiful, and socialism is the new idea, and feel the burn. And if we as Christians don't understand these issues from a biblical perspective, we get swept up, confused, our families. So, Steve, I'm with you as I try my best to partner with you. We've got to bring the truth, which will dispel these falsehoods and myths. So I hope Ellen saw it. I never heard from her, but I did my best to reach out charitably on the issue.
And you did it so beautifully, Larry. I just really admired the way that you responded in love. And in a way, it just kind of squelched the whole thing, because it's hard for these people to know how to respond when it's done in a Christ-like manner. So I really salute you for that. And the Bullseye book says, Becoming an Informed Influencer in Today's Changing Culture. You know, it's kind of an outgrowth of your weekly columns, isn't it?
Yes, right. That's exactly right. And, you know, Steve, I write the columns, and I need to be like a son of Issachar in the scripture. They understood the times and knew what to do. And I saw a survey recently, and I'm sure you're aware of it, 67% of conservative Christians said they want their church, their pastors, to address, give the answers on these issues, you know, sexting or pornography, abortion, income inequality, immigration, and transgenderism. But unfortunately, a lot of pastors are a little bit timid, and they're afraid losing donors or members, et cetera. So I tell pastors, I say, well, look, if you don't want to do it publicly, I'm giving you a secret weapon. You just simply call people's attention to the Bullseye Challenge. They can, in their own privacy, see the videos, read the chapters for a month. They're going to be transformed and, as we say, hit the mark. And, you know, Steve, there's a verse, if I could share this. This is so critical. There's a directive in Colossians 4, 5, and 6. And here's what the direction says to us. It says, be wise in relating to outsiders or unbelievers. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your speech be gracious, seasoned with salt. And then here's the key. So that you know how you ought to answer everyone. So you know. And many of us listening today, you say, I don't know what to say when they talk about immigration or marijuana legalization or gay marriage or can a Christian be gay? Well, here's your tool. And we're partnering, really, in doing this so that we can put this in your hands. And if you're an educator, you're a parent, a pastor, youth leader, a young person, You'll love the videos. They're only 3 minutes, but they're compelling, and I trust they'll get you kind of motivated to say, yeah, I want to read that chapter, and then pray about it. So after a month is done, you're ready to go.
And I know from working in the media and working with people for so long that people can want to do it. They can say they're going to do it, and then they can kind of like never get around to it. So, you know, there's different ways we have to reach people. You're making it so easy. You're absolutely right. But I'm wanting to work with you and encourage you on the internet to take each of these 30 chapters and turn each one into, you know, let's call it a blog that would actually probably have the video that goes with it and would have the information on how people can get more information. Encourage people to watch it, read it, send it around on social media, get a viral thing going, get people excited about the whole thing. You know, they may see only two or three, or they can go back on the internet and see the other ones that they missed. But then go out and get the book and give it to their pastor. I mean, we have to kind of come at this from a whole different way, but you got 30 chapters. You could do this for 30 weeks and help wake people up. You know, this is more than just selling a book. You know, you'll sell enough books to, you know, pay the small cost. This is not about just selling a book. This is about a resource to get into people's hands. It's not a resource to just get and put on your bookshelf. It needs to be used and watched and read. So I want you to know that I'm with you, I'm behind you, and we're going to try to get our, you know, however many, we have millions of people come to our website every month, of course, you know, however many tens or hundreds of thousands would read each one. I just think it's very important, and I'm wanting to give you this endorsement. So why don't we close by you praying for our listeners and you praying for America, and let's pray about this book, Bullseye, that somehow it'll be a tipping point in the right direction.
Oh, it's an honor. Thank you. And I give you this quote before I pray. When I was in Orlando this past weekend and we were together, I saw on the door of a hotel there where they had meetings, it said, motivation helps you start, habit helps you finish. Motivation helps you start, but habit helps you finish. And the good thing about doing something daily for 15 minutes in a reasonable way is it keeps you on a journey and on a track to the finish line. So Heavenly Father, we just recognize today that America's greatest need is a spiritual awakening. And my God, we need to be equipped and empowered so that we pray effectively and we speak confidently and we can engage people winsomely with truth that's unchanging. So, Lord, I ask for Steve, myself, our families, Lord, all of our listeners here and all those that are identifying with this initiative today, that we'll avail ourselves of this and we'll use it to help our families and our friends and our churches. Lord, bless us and guide us. And may everyone hearing today, I trust, be motivated to check out this website, bullseyechallenge.com, and get started immediately on this track to victory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. And thank you to Larry Tomczak, and thank you to our listeners for tuning in to this edition of the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network.
Probably now would be a great time to fulfill the call of God on your life. You can accomplish so much. There's no better place to be trained and equipped than Destiny School of Ministry Chaplaincy Training Institute. Get credentialed today. God bless you. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.